Bring in Joe Fisher.
Bring back Joe Fisher.
He is definitely the ace of our staff here on the Wake Up Zone.
Yeah, always the number one.
He is. He gets the tough assignment.
You know, you guys talking about relief pitchers, it made me think of Casey Weathers. Here's a guy that could throw 97, 98 miles an hour, but early on didn't usually know where it was going. And then he got to that last year, and he mastered his control, and he had that mentality. He'd just come in and reach back and fire and dare you to hit it. And he also had the mentality he'd give up a big hit once in a while, but he was able to bear down and put that behind him.
Very few people can turn on a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball.
By the time he got to that his last year of pitching, it was, throw 98, hit the bull once in a while just to keep him on it. And you see what it turned into, a first-round draft pick.
What's the highest David Price ever got up on the gun?
You know, he's probably hit 96, 97. I don't know that he's ever reached the 100 mark, but the thing about David is, and I think one of the things that the scouts really like is he can still throw that in the seventh. It's not, you don't see a lot of drop off in him. And
about Joe, and this is so true, and he looks like he's not really working out there, but to prove that pitching is not so much arm as it is lower body.
Oh, it's true. And he's got that big, tall frame and stays in great shape and always took care of it. Never, fortunately, in college had any injuries related to pitching, and as many innings as he put in. I remember the scouts talking about how worried some of them were because he had thrown so many innings in college, but he was very durable and never injured, so I didn't see any reason for them to be concerned about it. And obviously Tampa Bay wasn't. They made him number one.
Joe, we talked at the beginning of the college football season about Appy State's win at Michigan getting the attention of a lot of college football teams who are playing opponents they're supposed to beat, like Vandy opened with Richmond. They were supposed to win that game.
Looks like basketball is going to carry over.
You
got
to exactly. You got to think that Gardner Webb's win at Rupp last night probably, say Kevin Stallings, for example, getting his Vanderbilt team ready to play Austin Peay. That probably was another way of getting their attention if the 1 point win in the exhibition wasn't enough.
Well, Grand Valley State had already beaten Michigan State, and they were ranked eighth at the time. So I don't see any reason for the trend to cease anytime soon. And I'm sure that's one of those things that coaches don't want to harp on, but it does come up now and then just to remind guys. And look, Austin Peay is a good basketball team. This is no easy opener against a neighborhood team.
Sure.
This is a team that's got a lot of talent, a lot of experience, very well coached. This will not be an easy game by any means, and I'm sure the guys know that. And I was talking to Shane Foster about it yesterday, and he just kind of, he looked, he said, well, the exhibition game taught us one thing. We've got to buckle down. We've got to get some things done, especially defensively. And I know they had a long film session before practice yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that it related primarily to defense. So I would say that that's going to be a real focus for them on Saturday.
And plus, Austin Peay is going to be stoked up coming 45 minutes down the road to play a team that's in their backyard.
Absolutely. They'll have some folks make the trip down, obviously. They'll have a good representation on hand. It's not your typical opener against somebody from, 1,000 miles away. And, it's something that I think the Vanderbilt fans are going to see in this non-conference schedule. Austin Peay is a tough game, and then we go to Toledo on Tuesday night. And you remember, Toledo was an overtime game last year and really might have been a swing game for Vanderbilt's whole season. Remember, they were 1-3 and teetering on the brink of 1-4 and finally rallied from 5 points down in the final 2 minutes to be able to beat Toledo. Had that game gone the other way, I don't know what the season might have held.
Joe, we appreciate it, and talk to you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys tomorrow.